Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Trigger warning. This podcast contains descriptions of various abusive situations. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to the Preacher Boys podcast, a podcast shedding light on decades of mental, physical, and sexual abuse within the independent fundamental Baptist movement. The testimonies shared on this podcast are told from the personal experience and perspective of the survivors. Not all legal outcomes are known or final. Any suspect is presumed innocent until proven guilty in the court of law. Now, here is your host, Eric Skwarzynski.
Hey, everybody, you're tuning in to episode number 301 of the Preacher Boys podcast, which sounds really unbelievable. I know last Sunday I did my 300th episode kind of breakdown and shared some appreciation of those of you who have been tuning into the show from either day one or those of you that even tune in recently and have started following the show. I just want to say again, thank you to everybody who's been so supportive of this journey. And it's been amazing to talk to survivors and experts. It's been amazing being able to talk a little bit about the past within fundamentalism, but it's also been really special to me to be able to share a little bit over time of my own journey and the ongoing journey that I'm experiencing, having left a extremely toxic religious fundamentalist group and where that's leading me to in the present day. And in the spirit of sharing my own story, I was actually on a podcast just recently called Cults to Consciousness. Now, Cults to Consciousness is a podcast that is hosted by Shalice Ann Sola. She is a ex-Mormon whose lineage actually goes all the way back to the very founding of the Mormon Church. So her great, 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 she even said on the show, she doesn't know how many greats back she was a part of the church. And so we had a really great conversation on her show, just talking and comparing and contrasting our experiences in very dogmatic, high control religious groups. And it led to a quick moment in the show that ended up blowing up. It was by far the most discussed aspect of the show, which blew me away because it's something that I kind of just threw out as an aside. I was on Shalice's show, Cults to Consciousness. And in the course of the conversation, about 46 minutes into an hour and a half conversation, and you can literally see it on YouTube, there's a big spike here. I made a quick reference to the routine at the Christian school I was raised in. So I talked a little bit about, you know, the different curriculum. And then she asked, you know, where was the Bible inserted? Was it super heavy pushed in with the other curriculum? And I was like, yeah, we literally had Bible class and we did pledges. And so I threw out, I said, we would go every morning in chapel. We would pledge allegiance to chapel or to Bible class, chapel on Wednesdays, Bible class for the others. We would pledge allegiance to the flag. We'd pledge allegiance to the Christian flag. And then we would pledge allegiance to the Bible. I just threw that out. And I think for most of you who listen to this show, who are, you know, former IFBers, that's probably not mind-blowing new information, but I was shocked when Shalice said she had never heard of the Christian flag. And so we had this little conversation where we talked about it. I pulled up a picture on my phone and showed it to her. And then, you know, beyond that, once the episode came out, again, that part of the episode was by far the most watched. You can see it in the waveform on YouTube. Like, that's a high point of interest in the episode. And then in the actual comments, people were going crazy, going like, I'd never heard of it. I didn't know there was a Christian flag. It's not just you, Shalice. I'd never heard of it either. And then she even did a poll over on her YouTube, and I'll share the results of that in a minute. And I was shocked at how many had no idea the Christian flag even existed. And so I'm doing this episode purely to give you some just background onto where the Christian flag comes from. And just purely informational for those that are interested, because again, apparently this is something that's of interest to people. And if you don't know, now you know. If you knew there was a Christian flag but didn't know the origins of it, you're going to find out in today's episode. But first, I'm going to go ahead and play the actual clip from the Cults to Consciousness podcast, because I think it's really, really interesting.
Church seemed like 24/7. Did they also inject religious studies in your everyday school?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So
I can expound on that.
Yeah, please do.
Yes. A great podcast guest adds information. I'm just going to simply say yes. Yeah, no, it was injected in everything. I mean, in science, history, I mean, the way, and you can find examples online, like there was a lot in our education where, you know, say you're talking about slavery, you know, which I know the Mormon Church has a spotless track record when it comes to racism. But in our denomination, you know, there was a lot of racial things that came into play within our teaching. And perspective wise, there were some groups within the IFB that were hardcore racist. I would say like it was a light undercurrent in some of our stuff, so it was better by comparison, but still pretty bad. But it would be simple things like they'd be talking about slavery in a history book, but they would always add a section there about some slave owners were, you know, believed the Bible when it said to treat your slave with respect and dignity. And some slaves even loved their owners, you know, which again, someone who's listening who has no context is like, what the heck?
Ooh.
But it was things like that where it would either brush over something that was like of extreme significance and say like, oh, well, this wasn't as bad. It was very much like that Christian right-wing ideology was layered in there. You know, in things like science, you know, like it would include a lot of things that say, we know because of this, that this is the case. But like the reason that we know is just the Bible said so.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just layered in with everything. And even in math and things like, you'd get sections where math is important because it shows us that God is a God of order. Like it was just the undercurrent for everything that we did.
Right.
Like the only things that really strayed away were like spelling. Yeah, there might be some Bible words or something. Everything was always like, hey, there's this deeper spiritual purpose for this. And everything reflects God in some way. And There was nothing outside that default operating system that really existed for us. It was all the time, there's some level of like God and country wrapped in here, you know?
Yeah. So every subject pretty much had religion enmeshed. But did you also have classes where it's like, in this class, we are talking about this book of the Bible, where it's specifically religion-based?
Yeah, Bible class. We had Bible class every
Bible
morning.
We had
Bible class every morning to start the day. So every day typically started with you stand up in class, you pledge the American flag, you pledge the Christian flag, you pledge the Bible, and then you on Wednesdays we'd have chapel. So we'd have a guest speaker or like someone from the staff that would do like a chapel service with us. And so yeah, it was very much a core piece of our, you know. I mean, even in sports, like we had the Christian Character Award, you know, which I was proud to win a few times. So I wasn't winning MVP. so it was like, it was just, we started and ended everything with that. But yeah, I mean, literally every morning was you pledge allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag, pledge allegiance to the Bible. We, you know, open our Bibles to whatever we're reading, usually something in Proverbs where they'd have a wisdom principle or something. And that's kind of how we'd start our day.
Okay. I don't know if I'm the only one here or if it's because I grew up in a cult. I had no idea that Christians had their own flag.
What?
I really did. Yeah. I'm like, am I alone here? Guys in the comments, let me know. I'm like, wait, there's a Christian flag?
Yeah, there's a Christian flag. And I'll see if I can find a picture. And then it has its own pledge. And then the Bible had its own pledge. Because we all know the Pledge of Allegiance to the American flag.
Yeah.
And then the Christian flag was, I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for his kingdom it stands. One Savior crucified, risen and coming again with life and liberty for all who believe. And then the Bible was, I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I forget the rest of it. I'm sorry. I did it every day for years.
What?
And it's gone.
I feel like it's just a ripoff of the regular Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will hide God's word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. That was the pledge. Yeah, there's the Christian flag right there.
Oh, okay. So that does look familiar.
Yeah, you've probably seen it And it would fly like in front of most IFB churches, it flies right underneath the American flag on their flagpole. But okay. See, that's the little weird stuff that like, yeah, you know, the Christian flag. And then I talk to people and they're like, the what? So it's always interesting what jumps out. But yeah, we pledged all three every day. I'm not singing my alma mater, but that was also interesting. But
okay, I learned something new today. Thanks for that.
Okay, I have to know, since we just watched that clip, have you ever heard of the Christian flag? Take a second right now. Drop a comment if you're watching on YouTube. Go over to social and find a post related to this episode and share your thoughts there. Have you ever heard of the Christian flag? Now, while you lock in your answers, I want to tell you about something else that you should know about if you don't already, and that is Magic Mind. I've been using Magic Mind for the last couple of weeks now, and I'm so thankful for them partnering on this episode. Magic Mind is a nootropic that helps you reduce stress. It helps you focus in more. It helps you avoid procrastination. It just generally makes you feel a lot better. And it's a great substitute for or addition to your normal morning caffeine intake. I'm a huge fan of these. I drink them literally every morning. They are a go-to part of my routine at this point. I enjoy the flavor of them. I enjoy the way that they make me feel. For those of you that know already, I love energy drinks. I drink Red Bulls. I drink Ghosts. I drink Bangs. Like, I'm an energy drink connoisseur, as it were. And I enjoy them. I have an energy drink on my desk. I just opened just now. But energy drinks never actually help me with energy. I love the flavor of energy drinks. I love the routine of drinking energy drinks, but they don't really have any effect on my alertness. They don't make me feel better. In some cases, to my chagrin, they make me feel worse and they might get my heart pumping a little bit, but then I just get a little sweaty and anxious. It doesn't make me feel alert or ready to take on the day. With Magic Mind, I actually feel almost, I mean, a few minutes after I drink it, I can literally feel some of that brain fog that you have in the morning just kind of drifting away. I feel a lot more focused. I feel a lot less stressed. And I feel like I'm able to sit down and do some of my best work when I'm taking Magic Mind. Like I said, it is a nootropic that helps you with focus. It has adaptogens, which lower your stress. And it has vitamins, which actually help you boost your immunity. And unlike a lot of shots that you've had, if you're thinking of like wheatgrass shots or just any other form of shot, it can taste really nasty. Magic Mind doesn't. I really like the flavor of it as well, and I enjoy having them be part of my morning routine. If you're a listener of the Preacher Boys podcast, you can go over right now to magicmind.com/preacherboys and use the promo code PreacherBoys20, that's PreacherBoys20, to get 20% off your first order today. I'm going to go ahead and drink this Magic Mind and then share some more facts with you about the origins of this flag. So hopefully by now you've ordered some Magic Mind and locked in your answer as to whether or not you knew the Christian flag was a thing. So let's go ahead and dive into why the Christian flag is a thing and what it actually represents. So like many of you probably did, if you are a former IFBer, I attended a Christian school, which meant that on every single day, I got up and we did a Bible class where we would say the Pledge of Allegiance to the American flag, which goes something like this. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. But unlike most schools which say the Pledge of Allegiance, we had two more pledges. Next, we had our pledge to the Christian flag, which went like this. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again, with life and liberty for all who believe. And then we had a last and final pledge, which was to the Bible. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, and will hide its words in my heart, that I might not sin against God. I've said these pledges thousands of times in my lifetime, and so they never really stood out to me. It's just something that was a part of the normal routine, which, like I said, made it mind-blowing to me when Shalise and her audience said they had never heard of it. Shalise even polled her audience, and out of 4,100 responses, 63% expressed they'd never heard of it, 9% expressed it looked vaguely familiar, and only 27% expressed that they were absolutely aware of it. I still can't believe it. So if for some reason you find yourself in the 63%, here is what the Christian flag looks like. The flag is not exclusive to the Independent Fundamental Baptist Church. It's an ecumenical symbol for Christianity in general, and you'll see it. The more you look for it, you'll see it in different churches around your community. The Christian flag was conceived by a Sunday school superintendent, Charles C. Overton, who came up with the idea for the Christian flag while speaking at a conference in 1897. And the flag was actually manufactured and distributed by a Methodist organization in 1907. The flag features the red, white, and blue color scheme, but this is not a reference to America. The red represents the blood of Jesus Christ, the blue symbolizes water used for baptism, and the white represents the purity of Jesus Christ. A similar version of the flag came out around the same time, but bore the words, "By this sign, conquer." This more intense version was occasionally used in different Sunday schools, and the one pictured here was actually used by a KKK member in the 1920s, but ultimately the text-free flag became the go-to version for Protestants everywhere, which is probably a good move when it comes to optics. It's now estimated that in the United States, 250,000 Christian churches now display the Christian flag within their auditoriums. If you've never noticed it before, you probably will now. Again, I'm curious. Have you ever heard of the Christian flag? Drop a comment and let me know, or go over to social and join the discussion over there. Thank you so much for listening to this delightfully calm and peaceful episode of the Preacher Boys podcast. It was a nice reprieve from some of the more harsh and difficult stories that are covered regularly on the show, and I hope you feel the same way as well. I hope it was a breath of fresh air. I hope you learned a little something here or there. And I look forward to seeing you guys all on the next interview episode of the podcast dropping this Sunday. Thanks so much for listening, and I will see you on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Preacher Boys podcast. If you appreciated the content on the show, please leave a review on iTunes, and don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the handle @PreacherBoysDoc.
This summer's must-read mystery is Meredith Adamo's Not Like Other Girls. A girl's search for her missing classmate digs up dangerous secrets in this unputdownable feminist thriller, perfect for fans of Veronica Mars and A Good Girl's Guide to Murder.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.